Okay, says the Gemara. Very fascinating Gemara. Ush bezichne, you'd base him a base about 7 lines on the bottom on the left hand side of the page, over there yet. Ush bezichne the Rabba Bar Rav Chanan. Rabba Bar Rav Chanan's host. Havalei, he was staying by somebody. So the host he was staying by. What? Right. Host, guest, host. So this is Ush bezichne, was his. He was making him the guest. So it means he was the host. The host of Rav Bar Chanan, Havalei Asuraiso, the Chaldala. So Rashi says, they were like bundles of Chavilei Shechaldol B'Shavitin, bundles of mustard in its shell, I guess, Vazera B'Seichon, and mustard seed was inside it. I'm not that familiar, you know, Yomari were very agricultural, they knew all this stuff. I don't know what exactly a mustard plant looks like. I guess it's like a corn husk, so it's like a mustard husk with the seeds inside it. So he has his bundle of chardel of mustard. Amalei asked him, "Ma'u lifruche? Could I like pinch it, crush it? Umechol minayu biyamtif? Could I crush these mustard husks and get these seeds out of it on yamtif? Am I allowed to do that? Right? Because it's told in the dash. I'm squeezing something on yamtif. I'm taking the seeds out of its husks." Yeah, but it's dash. Dish is not permitted. That's a shteichen. Everything okay?
Yeah.
Look, a shchita you can do shech v'eichel nefesh. This you can because you could have done this beforehand. So the Gemara says, what? What's the question?
Didn't we say about squeezing a lemon? Didn't we learn?
Yeah, no, that's only onto food or something like that, not onto liquid. But here we're talking about squeezing it not onto food by itself. So the Gemara says, Lo have a biyadei. He didn't have the answer. Also, came to Rava, so he went in front of Rava. He told him, "Moilelin melilois, you can crush, I guess. What's the exact translation of moilelin melilois?" Rashi says, "Moilelin melilois, the duskalachi yadu, you have to, I guess,
rub.
Well, that's what it is. Rub these husks, umafrachino kitnios, and you can squeeze out the seeds." You're allowed to do that. Why? Rashi says it's disha, but it's kalachayad. It's not a normal way of doing crushing. You're not doing it with a machine or anything like that. It's like, and that's a shinui. It's like kalachayad. It's not a normal way of doing it. It's similar to shinui, and therefore it's permitted on yantif. Eis Abaye, Abaye has the question. So you're allowed to do that. Eis Abaye has the question. Hamoylem milius merev Shabbos. If you rubbed these husks on Erev Shabbos, so the Mocher, the next day, minapeach miyad liyad. You're allowed to minapeach. You're allowed to, I guess, separate them by blowing on them by hand. Like Rashi, like dechol. Not a normal way of doing it. In other words, you already rub the husks together, and the seed came out. I guess the seed still has some shaft to it. So on Shabbos, you're allowed to blow it and then eat it, meaning and completely separated, that would be permitted, because most of the dust part, most of the squeezing part was done already before Shabbos. But you cannot separate it with a sieve. Kanun, Rashi says, like a wide utensil, the top is wide and narrow, the bottom is narrow, so it sieves it. You can use a kli to sieve it, but you can do it by hand. However, but if you rub the husks from Erev Yontif, not Erev Shabbos, so the next day, you're allowed to even blow it completely, al-yad, al-yad. You have to do it by hand or in a different way, but you can even do it al-yad, al-yad. As long as you do it one by one, you're allowed to do it in its regular way. You're allowed to eat afilu b'kanon. Now you're allowed to separate it, mapech is a form of separating, afilu b'kanon, afilu b'tamchoy, even in a type of utensil that sieves it. Avalei b'tavla, not with a big board, v'loi menapo, v'loi b'klora, not in a sieve, that you cannot do it. Some sieves yet, some not. What's the exact translation of kanon and tamchoy? It's a big utensil. Then what? What is it? A funnel or whatever it is.
A fine sieve, yeah.
No, that you can do a fine sieve. Some type of funnel or something. So in other words, basically, If you do it on funnel, yeah. So in other words, if you do it on the Erev Shabbos, then you can just do it by hand with nothing. If you do it on Erev Yontif, if you rub the husks on Erev Yontif and the seed comes out, then you're even allowed to completely sieve it in a funnel, but not in a sieve. So what do we see? Clearly we see, so we see Erev Yontif in, Yontif Lai. You see that only in Erev Yontif, you're allowed to rub the husks together. But Yontif, you cannot rub the husks together, because the Gemara says, if you do Erev Yontif, you rub the husks in Erev Yontif, then on Yontif, you're allowed to actually sieve it. But you can't rub the husks together on Yontif. So we see, not like rubber. So Gemara says, I feel a Yontif, even if you want to say, you're allowed to rub the husks on Yontif itself. Now the reason why it says Erev Yontif is, the other one was Shabbos. So Shabbos, you cannot do it on Shabbos, because that's similar to a malacha of dash, of squeezing it. So you're not allowed to rub the husks together on Shabbos. So therefore it said before, Erev Shabbos, and Erev Shabbos is only allowed to do it with that by hand, and not with any utensil on Shabbos itself. Now if you rub it on Erev Shabbos, then Shabbos is only allowed to do, not a regular way of doing it. However, Erev Yontif, then you're allowed to do it on Yontif, in a regular way. But you're even allowed to really rub the husks on Yom Tov also. But since we spoke before Erev Shabbos, we speak now Erev Yom Tov. So the Gemara says the bottom line is, you're allowed to be Moila Melilois. You're allowed to rub these husks, the bundle of husks. You're allowed to come and rub it on Yom Tov and squeeze out the seed from the husk.
So
even on Yom Tov itself.
Oh, on Yom Tov you could also.
The Gemara says, I'm Moila Melilois, we have to be allowed to do it. Right? That's what the guest of the host of Rav.
Squeeze the husk to get the seed out?
Yes. You'll have to rub the husk to get the seed out on Yontif. And that's exactly what the host of Rava told him. Rava told the host that you're allowed to do that. Abai asked the question, it only says over here Erev Yontif. No, because it says Erev Shabbos, it says Erev Yontif. But it really means Yontif as well, you're allowed to do it. What's the relevant argument? So you must say like this. Well, in Cain, if that's the case, Motsinu Truma Shezakoi Baharamasa. Ah, if you tell me that you can rub the husks on Yontif, so you can bring in a bundle of husks on the Erev Yontif into the house. Is it chayv truma? No, anything in its natural states before it's completed all the preparatory stages is not chayv truma. So now, if I rub the husks on Yontif and I get my seeds out, now my seeds are mechuyev and truma. So if I'm allowed to rub the husks on Yontif, it's no different than shechting. So if I'm allowed to shecht the Yontif, I'm allowed to give of the matonis of truma, of the matonis to the kohen, we said before you're allowed to do. So why can't you do truma on Yontif? I can technically do something on Yontif, which is the last stage of eating my seeds, i.e. I can rub the husks. So if I can rub the husks on Yontif, that means I should be able to take off truma on Yontif for my newly found seeds that came out of the husks, which I was able to rub on Yontif. So that's the Gemara's question. In Kein Motzinu, we found truma shezakoi baramasa, that you're allowed to. According to Yossi, it's not a question, by the way.
Right,
according to Basil, correct. But according to everybody else, you're right, that's a good question. We pass it like a Yossi, right. So why should it be a problem? Okay, but Gemara said, Abayin said, but before we said, I know. But Gemara's question was that we saw before that you can't take off Shuman Yontif. Generally speaking, the Mishnah says, not according to Yossi, you can't take off Shuman Yontif. Oh no, by the way, it's not a Kasha. I'll tell you why it's a Kasha. Because everybody agrees, mistake. Ira, yeah. Everybody agrees you cannot take of Truman Yontif. If you took of Truman Erev Yontif, you'll have to give it to the Kohen and Yontif. But you cannot, exactly. You cannot take of Truman Yontif because it's a Misakri Mana. You're fixing something. So Mar says, why? How's it even shechting? If I'm not to shech something on Yontif, so why can't I take of Truman Yontif in a case where the food is not ready till Yontif? What does that mean, food is not ready till Yontif? In a case where I'm allowed to take the bundle of raw husks of mustard, and I'm allowed to rub it together in Yontif. So I'm allowed to go to rub it together in Yontif to produce the seeds, and that's the Gemara Malacha, now Mechuyev and Truma. So why can't I take a Truma on Yontif? So Gemara says, Uthanan, it says in the Mishnah, Loimah Matim Truma, Shein Zakai Baramasa. Everybody agrees that you cannot take a Truma on Yontif, even Basil agrees you cannot take a Truma on Yontif. So then, why not? You could take a Truma on Yontif from what? From the husks that were bundled together, and you squeeze them out on Yontif. So Gemara says, "Loi kasha, it's not a question." Ha Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Yehuda. It follows Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Yehuda. What does it mean? The Tanya. No. New case. Ha Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Yehuda. It's different machlekes. Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Yehuda. Let's see this. The Tanya, because we learned. Hichnis shibolin lasas men isa. If you bring in wheat stalks in order to make flour out of it, in order to make a dough out of it. What does that mean? Wheat makes dough. How does wheat make dough? How do wheat stalks make dough?
Grinders.
You grind the wheat stalks till you get out the kernel, which is really the flour. Flour is not made from the stalk. Right? The kernel is the kernel of wheat, which is inside the stalks. And then you put all the wheat stalks together. You put all the wheat kernels together, and you grind it, and you get yourself flour. That's how we make bread. So hichnis shibolim lasu benisa. If I'm doing it any time, you bring into your home shibolim stalks in order to make dough out of it, right? So halacha is like this. Halacha is that until something is not chayef trumas and maishes, something is not tevel. That means you have to take off trumas and maishes until it's ready to be made into food. So you need two things. It has to come into your home, or it has to, at least on the field, if you put it in a silo. But generally speaking, you need the gan, the gan tiroishcha. You need a digun. You need a type of smoothing out. You ever see the way you make a soybean? America is full of soybeans, right? China now, soybeans. So they have these huge things. Soybeans come in plants, and they take off the soybean plants, and have this big silo, and they smooth it all out, and now it's ready to be processed into soybeans, whatever it is. Same thing over here. So you bring in your shibboleth, you bring in your stalks into your house right now. Is it ready to make dough out of it? No, because you didn't even take the what's name out of it, the kernels out of it. So therefore, hichnis shibboleth lasas menisa. If you brought in your stalks in order to make dough out of it, oichel men arai, then you're allowed to eat arai, not permanently, but in a temporary basis, you're allowed to eat from it without taking trumas or maishes. Why? Because it's not yet chayiv b'trumas or maishes. Look at Rashi, oichel men arai, the last white line, kozman shaloi doshon. As long as you didn't squeeze them out, you weren't dash umirchon b'kri and smoothed it out on a pile, lo nigmar melachton l'truma. Then the work was not finished yet to make it chayiv b'truma. He has to have a final stage. So clearly, hichnis shibboleth lasas menisa, you take in stalks to make flour out of it, make dough out of it. You can eat it temporarily. That's halacha in trumas.
When does it become truma?
Only it becomes chayiv b'truma only after Hashem, after it's been squeezed out umirchon b'kri, which means it's been smoothed out. You know, I made a pile out of it. It's ready to.
So after kernels are taken out of the.
Correct. Current thing I'm so and put in a pile. Okay. Rashi says kolz man shalei dashon. Every word in Rashi is important. Anytime you didn't squeeze them out umirchon b'kri, and you smooth them out in a pile, like nigmura melachtin l'truma. The work is not finished to be chayiv in truma. In other words, therefore you bring in the stalks, there's no problem. Upotter, and you potter, eichel ma'ara, you can eat temporary upotter, and you are potter. L'moylam b'melilais. Ah, how about if you brought in your stalks in order to squeeze them and eat them like that raw? You want to have them, squeeze them and eat the wheat kernels. So you l'moylam b'melilais, you want to rub them in order to produce and to eat them like that. Look at Rashi. L'maylam b'mlilas, hichnison, you brought them in, la'ochlam ma'at ma'at, aladem lilas. You want to eat them. You know, you people chew tobacco, so people chew wheat chalks, wheat things. You go to the south, Kentucky, that's what they do. Farmers, that's what they do. We can't relate to that. Not normal people who does that, but that's the way they do it. They eat the wheat things. So if you bring it in, you bring them in not to make them into dough, but you bring them in order to rub it together. So the Rebbe Bechayev, Rebbe says, you're now to eat Achilles Arai. Why? Because it's already ready for eating just about. You just pick up one, you squeeze it, you rub it, and you eat it. So it's like something in a package. So then it's ready to be eaten. You chayev in truma. You understand, Rebbe? Makes sense, right?
Rebbe Bechayev. Why is it ever Arai okay? Because you're still in the coin?
But it's not Mechuyev yet. It's not enough Truma until this Tevel. And Tevel doesn't happen until you're obligated. So Arai, temporary, I didn't bring it in, so I'm ready to give it to the coin yet.
So see, you
it, before it's in the early stages, when it's growing in the ground, you can't take it off the ground? You could, by the way. By the way, that's halach, people don't realize that.
Even now, right?
I think that, I'm not sure, don't quote me in it, but I think if you go to Israel, for example, and you want to eat a fruit of the tree, you can do it without taking of trumas and maishes.
Because you're still in the field, right?
Yeah, it's still in the field. Yeah, because it's not ready for trumas and maishes. It's not been smoothed out, it's not been gathered, You know, so maybe a full fruit, maybe not, but grapes clearly. Maybe it's not put together, nothing. You just took one off the tree.
So if you eat everything.
But that's only arai you're allowed to do. Arai, temporary that you're allowed to do. Because not chai of a chumashamaisis. So if you want, if you bring in those stalks in order to eat them raw and rub them out of the stalks, Rabbi Mechayev, Rabbi says, okay, that's a gemar locha, Yechayev. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, poiter. And according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, it's potter. Why, says Rashi, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, poiter, the goncha ksiv, says the goncha, your first wheat, v'hayne miruach, dein digun ala kibbutz b'kri. Only time it's chayev in Trumas and Isis, if it's kibbutz b'kri, if it's gathered together in a pile, in a heap. And therefore, you bring in a bundle of wheat, even if you're going to eat it one by one, like garinim, to squeeze it out, but you didn't do any gemar melacha. The gemar melacha is, you got to put in a pile. And therefore, Rabbi Yosef really says, you're always allowed to, even if you bring in like that, you're going to eat like that, you don't have to give Trumas and Isis of that, that's fine. So therefore, the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, that's why the Mishnah says that there's no Truma on Yantif. You know why? Because the only case we thought of, the Gemara says, that you can think that maybe you can chayv Truma on Yantif, is if you're bringing in the bundles of stalks in order to get the things out. But according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, such a case, you never have to give Truma some Isis altogether. So that would not permit you to take off Truma some Isis on Yantif, because you don't have to take Truma some Isis from that, because the Maile Memlilas, you're always off the hook. Therefore, because there's no kibbutz l'kli. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, you're always off the hook. So therefore, the Mishnah follows Rabbi Yosef Yehuda and says that there's no truma on Yantif. So Mara says, wait a second, but Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, not Mishkachas law, because Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, you also have a Mishkachas law. You can also find a scenario that you have truma spice, in which case, you brought in your stalks and your bundles of stalks in order to make dough, right? Mm-hmm. So you brought in to make dough. Right now you bring it in. Are you chayv trumas ma'isus?
No.
But it's in the state of something which potentially will be chayv trumas ma'isus when you squeeze it out and put it in a pile. And your intention is to squeeze it out and put it in a pile. So it's in a truma ma'isus mode and state. Not chayv yet, but it's in the ballpark of trumas ma'isus. And then after you brought into your house, you change your mind. In your mind, you change. You know what? I'm not going to put it on the stalk. I'm going to eat it right now and squeeze it out. So in such a case, the tavle b'yayma says Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, in such a case, then you made a tavle that day. Why? Because since it was in the realm of Trumas and Mises, albeit if you make it into dough, but it was in the realm of Trumas and Mises, and now you're ready to eat it. Oh, that's ready Trumas and Mises. Even in such a case, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, you have to take of Trumas and Isis. Where does Rabbi Yosef Yehuda say you don't take Trumas and Isis? If your intention is to take it into the house as stalks in order to rub it out. So then you never had intention of making it into a pile. There's no Trumas and Isis over here off the hook. But if your intention is to make it into dough and to squeeze it out and to put it into a pile, so it's in the realm of Trumas and Isis, and now the last meaning is, you know what? I'm ready to eat it like this. So now it's ready to be eaten. That's ready. Makes it Tavle B'yayma. That day, make it. Yoimei that day made a tevel, and in such a case you chayv in truma. So we see you find a scenario that you can have truma yantif. So why does the Mishnah say there's no truma yantif? So the Gemara says elamai truma. When it says there's no truma yantif, it means roif truma. Most cases there's no case of truma. Come on, the one case where you're taking the stalk and you had intention to make him to dough, and that in the realm of truma semaisis, and last minute you change your mind and you eat it one by one and you squeeze it out. Yes, such a case you have truma semaisis, but that's in the Mishnah's case. The Mishnah's talking about most cases of truma doesn't exist in yantif. Eina zakoy baramasa. You can't take off truma in yantif. Why? Because shechting you can do in yantif, and therefore you give the matanos to the kohen. But truma, anything could be done beforehand, or prepared beforehand. So therefore, there's no scenario that would require you to take Trumas and Isis on.
I don't need
that one.
He's going to die for me after 2 days.
No,
spend
it's good
to face off.
What do you mean
good
to face off?
What was that? Do you want to know nice fish? You have to. It's a Torah. You have to allow me to do something.
But yeah, if I don't want a dead fish, I don't want to have to feed it.
Case, you don't know.
What do you mean? This is enough food to win.
The biggest connection I have to the shul.
But we have to learn.
Aaron Miklot away from my shvigar, lives 2 doors away.
Okay, but we have to learn. What's the
number
one? What are we going to do with this? Oh, how much food do I have to give it?
Nothing. It's good till Pesach. Do not feed.
Do not feed?
Do not feed. Thank you very much.
All right. Take care.
And appreciate it.
Go.
Okay.
All the best.
You want to contact the rabbi? God made lots more.
What truma is it? Is it separating with frushes truma or giving the truma?
A frushes truma. There's no frushes truma in Yantif. Okay. Says what's the question? So you want to do this? Seriously, you want this? Seriously, you want to bring it home to your grandchildren? They'd love it.
My wife would say, "Wouldn't survive
circus." I would survive. What says either you or the fish?
Fish can swim well in the water.
Huh?
They could swim well in the sewage. Huh?
That's the luck of the precious.
Yeah, because it's fixing, exactly. No, okay, it's fixing. Okay, it says Igmar. Says Abaya. Machlekes v'shibolim. Now, this is a question like this. Machlekes, Abaya says, the machlekes between Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi, whether if you take bundles inside the house, right? Whether you take bundles inside the house in order not to make them into dough, whether according to Rebbe you chayv trumas or maisus, and according to Rebbe Yehuda you're not chayv trumas or maisus. Look in Rashi, machlekes b'shibolim, bahanu by stalks, bahanu by those who deposit Rebbe Yosi. There Rebbe Yosi says that if you bring them in as bundles to eat them directly, you don't give trumas or maisus. You know why? The ruban ledisha, because most of these stalks of wheat are meant for disha, are meant for squeezing it out. Ve'en gronon elabim ruach, and its finished product is only when you smooth it out on a pile. In other words, if you take bundles, stalks of wheat into your house in order to squeeze them out and to eat them one by one, so Rebbe says, because that's where you're eating them. And Rebbe Yehuda says, no, that's not shumus ma'aseh. You have to really smooth them out. What's machlekes? Says Abaya, because Rebbe says, well, this time you're not making dough out of it. You're making kernels out of it in order to eat it directly. That is gemar melacha, yechayv trumas u'maisus. Says Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda, he says, no. Since most wheat stalks are made for dough, so if you're bringing it in, not to put it in a pile and to smooth it out and to make dough out of it, it's not as gemar melacha. So you happen to eat it like this, it's not its normal way of doing it. It's not the end of the process. And therefore, you don't take shrooms and mices. Right?
At the end of the day, you still have to take shrooms.
No, you don't.
When it's ready.
Yeah, but you're not doing it for that. You're just squeezing
it
out. To squeeze, to eat it one by one. To eat it and to rub it and to have your southern type of wheat kernels. Yeah, but only as melilois. Meaning you're not doing it for dough. You're not squeezing it out. By the way, even before you grind it, if you have all the wheat kernels smoothed out in a pile, that's already chayef. So Rebbe says, you bring in wheat stalks, not for that. You bring wheat stalks to eat it one by one, okay. Like you said, you can eat it. That's your gemar melacha, because you want to eat it as wheat kernels. So therefore, you have to take shumas u'maisus from that. Comes Rebbe Yosef Yehuda and says, no, since wheat stalks are usually made for dough, so therefore the real purpose of the wheat, the gemar melacha, is smoothing it out. And therefore, if you're going to eat it in such a way where you don't have to do that, you're not chayv trumas u'maisus. That's the machlekes Rebbe and Rebbe Yehuda. That's what next Amud is all about. So Amud Abayis and Abayah, machlekes Rebbe and Rebbe Yehuda is b'shibolin, is by wheat stalks. Aval b'kitniyos, but legumes, which are beans, divrei hakol, everybody agrees, asuraisa tavla. Bringing them in as bundles by itself, before squeezing them out, and before making them into a pile, that's already called tevel, says Rashi. Why?
According to
Beis Rav Yehuda. Everybody agrees. Even when Beis Rav Yehuda agrees,
you do it one by one, or
it doesn't make a difference. Because why, says Rashi, I'm a kidneyist, yesh bnei adam harbe, and many people, she'en chevkin oisen yachat, they don't squeeze it all together and make big piles out of it, like soybean factories. They only use it pot by pot. They have a pot of food. They want some spices in it, so they squeeze out one bundle, and they put it inside the food. Therefore, hachnasasan bechavilon, bringing them in their stalks, bundles, zehu granon. That is its final act before you use it. In other words, by wheat, you can't make one kernel of wheat. What do you do with one kernel of wheat? So the Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda says, sorry, bring it in, and you're going to eat them one by one. That's not a normal way of usage. And therefore, the Gemar Malacha, the end final process before you eat it of wheat, has to be squeezing them out and putting them in a pile. Anything less of that is not the final Malacha. You don't have to take off Shumash HaMaises. It's not Tevel. Comes along Rabbiya, and Rabbiya says that Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda would agree that by legumes, by vegetables, by seeds, legumes, there we say, since many people don't necessarily make big things out of pile, but actually they can take kernel by kernel and put it inside their pot, inside their food. So if you bring in a bundle of legumes and you're not squeezing them out yet, but just bringing them in like this, that's ready Gemar Malacha. Why? Because when you need it for your pot, all you do is just rub them together, squeeze out the kernel, and put them inside your pot. And therefore, bringing it in as a bundle is ready called Gemar Malacha. That's ready enough to be chayiv. Make sense? Oh, my bias is a bias. The machlokes we have between Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda is b'shibolim, by wheat kernels. Here, Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda says, by wheat stalks bringing them in, it's not good enough. You got to actually squeeze them out and put them on a pile. Avol bekitnius, but by legumes, divrei kol, everybody agrees, asuraisa tavla. Its bundles is already called tevel. You bring in a bundle of legumes into your house, that is chayv trumas maizes, and you may not eat it by yourself. The Gemara says, lema mesayele, let's say that this brisa is a proof to Abaya. Why? Because it says, brisa says, Misha yilei chavilei talton shel tevel. Somebody had bundles of fenugreek. What's fenugreek? That's what article describes it. Let me know what fenugreek is. Shlomo, what's fenugreek? You seem to shake your head.
Type of like you know what it is. Plants whose seeds are used for seasoning.
Is that what they serve to the old age people?
No. It's a spice.
Yeah.
It's a spice that's...
Okay, spice makes sense. So spice makes sense because spices, you don't have to... No, we're not talking about a soybean factory. You ever see, you know, by the tariffs against China? So they show you, like, in a newspaper, these huge, you know, fast silos and this big thing moving around, there's billions and billions of soybeans. He said, okay, but most people, when they have legumes, they just have a little bit for spices, so they bring in a bundle. That's considered Gemar Malacha. So Mishar Echavile Talton Shel Tevel. Somebody has a bundle of fenugreek, Tevel. Hareze Koitesh. You have to pound them, crush them. Umechashev. And you have to think out, figure out, how many seeds are inside, and you take off Trumas Maisus on the seeds, but you don't have to worry about the actual stalks. Right? So what do we see? We see that a bundle of fenugreek, right, you have to take off Trumas Maisus. Now how do you take off Trumas Maisus? From the seeds. The chiddush is, you don't take off from the stalks, because the stalks... It's not called Trumas HaMaisus, but from the seeds you have to think of Trumas HaMaisus. But what do we see? You see that a bundle of fenugreek alone, I didn't smooth anything out yet, I didn't put it in a pile, nothing. The bundle itself is ready, Gemar Malacha, bringing a bundle into my house, that's a normal way of, that's the final act before I eat it. And therefore if you have a stalk, a bundle of fenugreek stalks, you have to take off Trumas HaMaisus. How do you take off Trumas HaMaisus? Well, you're going to figure out how much, let's say I have 10 bundles over here, so I have to take off 1 out of 10 stalks? No. If they have 10 bundles, they go all bundle, you crush them, you figure out, oh, I got about 5 ounces of seeds over here, so I got to take a half an ounce of Trumas HaMaisus. You got to figure out based on after you crush it. So, Misha lechavila talton shel tevel, hareze koitesh umechashev, you crush them, and you figure out, kama zera yesh behem, how much seeds you have in them, umafrish ala zera, and you take off Trumas HaMaisus on the seeds, veinu mafrish ala etz. My love, what do we see? Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda. We see this follows. This must be Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda. The Omar that says, Hosam loy tavla, which means by the wheat stalks, loy tavla, it's not tevel, meaning it's not chayiv Trumas HaMaisus, it's just a bundle. And hocha, by the fenugreek, which is a spice, tavla, it is tavla. So we see that Abai is right. In other words, Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda is telling me that fenugreek is different than wheat. Wheat, a bundle, is not chayiv Trumas HaMaisus. Fenugreek, a bundle, is chayiv Trumas HaMaisus.
Only after you pull it out, pull the seeds up.
No, it's chayiv Trumas HaMaisus right away. Because the bundle, bringing the bundle into the home, is the last thing. I brought it from the field, I put it in my basket, I put it in my house. There's nothing else to do. So it's really chayiv then, because I can't take it off until I crush it, and I figure out how much estimated seeds are.
Same thing with wheat, though.
What?
Yeah, the same concept
yeah.
with wheat.
Yeah, no, but wheat, you're not chayiv. By the bundle, you're not chayiv. By the stalk, you're not chayiv. You're only chayiv after you crush it already and you smooth out, then you take
10%. But at the same time, though.
No. Here's the bundle, here's the process.
Yeah, but you're not giving it based on the bundle. You're giving it after you crush it and you figure it out. What's the difference between that and the wheat?
No, there's no difference on that. But the chiddush is that you're ready chayiv, trumas and maizes, once you bring it in.
Okay. Net, though.
But no, because by the stalks, you're not. By the wheat stalks, you're not chayiv until it's
right,
all crushed.
You might be chayiv when you bring the stalks in, but you're not really giving.
You're not giving it until you're ready.
So you grind them, which is the same thing as the wheat.
I guess the rice from the brisa says mishlohayule chavile talton shel tevel. You had bundles of fenugreek, which are tevel. Why the tevel in the bundles?
When the bundles are tevel.
You had bundles of fenugreek. Tevel, bundles of fenugreek. There's no such concept by wheat that it's the stalks.
Because they have the seasoning on the stalks itself.
What do you mean on the stalks itself?
These fenugreeks, I guess, is a spice.
Yeah.
So the stalk itself is
part. That's what Gemara's going to say later on. That's not, jumped ahead. So Gemara says, my love, so we see Rabbi Yisrael Beauty. So you see Rabbi Yisrael Beauty agrees that the bundle itself is high of Trumas and Meiser. And the bundle is called tevel. It says hasam over there loy tavla hakatavla. Gemara says loy Rebbe. It follows Rebbe. It's not the same thing as Rebbe. Rebbe says all bundles you bring in your wheat stalks and you want to eat them one by one. You also have to take off trumas and maizes. Why? Because the bundle of wheat stalks is also chayav trumas and maizes. So Gemara says Rebbe, if it follows Rebbe, maya talton. Why did you tell me fenugreek? I feel it shavol enami. And then even wheat stalks, you bring them in as a bundle. You chayv according to Rabbi. So Moshe says, "My Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda." So if you tell me Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, "Lishmina shamini tikmias," because you can tell him. So why do you tell me fenugreek? Tell me all types of beans, and for sure tell him for sure fenugreek. In other words, why tell me the chiddush by fenugreek only? Tell me all kidneys, all beans. According to Abaya, that says Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda agrees that by all beans, a bundle is chayv trumas and maizes. So why saying fenugreek? Fenugreek is a very specific spice. It's a very potent spice. So therefore, even a little bit. Okay, there I can hear that you can, what's the name, that you hold that the bundle is very high because it's ready to do it one by one. But according to Rabbi Abaya, that says Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda agreed by all kidneys, so why are you telling me fenugreek? Tell me even all spices. The Gemara said, no, you know what? You're right. It's not conclusive. We can follow Rabbi. So what's the chiddush of fenugreek? We ask the question, according to Rabbi, even wheat stalks you should be able to take in. Even according to Rabbi, wheat stalks you have to take in and take with trumas and maizes. Why only fenugreek? So Gemara says, "Elotaltem sichle." We need to tell me the chiddush of the fenugreek. Why? Sadly, I mean, I would have thought, "Hoyel," since tam eitzur piriyah shaver, since the stalk tastes the same as the actual kernel, and the stalk itself also has spice potential. Lifresh namia eitzur. So I would think you have to take with trumas and maizes. Even on the stalk part, that was your thing. Even the stalk, you have to take with shumas and maizes. Kamash shalom, that's the chiddush of this brisa, that only on the seed part you have to take off shumas and maizes, but on the stalk part, you don't take off shumas and maizes. You have to go to the doctor. Okay, let's finish up tomorrow. Got it?
Yeah.
Now, there's the chiddush over here of the brisa is that when you have stalks of fenugreek that you are taking in. So, according to Rebbe, we say the same thing. According to Rebbe, anytime you bring in a stalk, even stalks of wheat, bundles of wheat, you have to take off trumas and maizes. According to Yosef Yehuda, not wheat. Abaye says, yes, beans, but it's not conclusive over here. So, therefore, you would have to take off trumas and maizes. So, why, according to Rebbe, do we tell me a special brisa that tells me, that, by the way, if you take stalks of fenugreek into your house, you have to take off trumaisis? And how do you take off trumaisis? By crushing them and figuring out, and etc., etc. That's good enough. What's a chiddush? Obviously, even stalks of wheat, you have to do the same thing. You have to be according to Rebbe.
Right.
So, Gemara says, the chiddush is, according to Rebbe, that stalks of fenugreek, you only have to take off trumaisis from the bean aspect, not from the stalk aspect. Even though the stalks have spice capability, and they smell like spices, but nevertheless, only from the beans and not from the stalks. That's the first part of Gemara. Ikir Amri, others want to say, on my bias as a buyer, machlekes b'shibolim. The machlekes, on my bias as a buyer, machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbi Yisru, Beirida, Abishibolim, only by wheat stalks. Aval bekidmius, but by legumes, Devra Kol, everybody agrees, even Rebbe agrees, Asuraisa loitavla, the exact opposite, that a bundle of legumes is loitavla, is never tevel. Why? Because you don't do it one by one, I guess. It's a chiddush, I don't know why, but I guess everybody agrees, you gotta do all, in other words, at least wheat, maybe each one has its own chashivas, so you take bundles, that's, Rebbe says yes, and he says no. Rebbe says no. But by legumes, everybody agrees that unless you take them out and put them in a pile, they're soybeans, it's not called tevel. So you might ask a question, Meitzvah, I'll ask you a question. If you have bundles of fenugreek out of tevel, so what do we see? You see that it's called tevel, meaning bundles of spices of fenugreek is mil tevel. You just told me now the machlek is only by stalks of wheat, but everybody agrees that by bread, by what? By soybeans, by fenugreek, by legumes, until you crush it out, and you prepare it all, and you meruach it, by the way, that's what it means. You smooth it out, and you have a pile, you said, okay, I'm done, I know how much I have over here, not one by one, put them all together, it's asuraisa, and until you do that, it's not tevel. So then, why does the bride still here? That by fenugreek, you bring in the bundle of fenugreek, yechayef.
Right.
Doesn't make sense. But we just said that by legumes, there's no tevel at all.
Right.
Until you smooth it out.
Fenugreek is more like the wheat.
Yeah, but why is that? That's the first question. Meisha, I'll ask you a question. Misha, you had bundles of fenugreek of tevel. You crush it, and you figure out how much seed is there. You take too much spices on the seeds. They don't do it on the tree, on the stalks.
Really, lagoon type.
Yes, yes. My love, tevel tolos of tumah. It must be tevel of tumah. So therefore, what do we see? Not like a buyer.
Correct.
Doesn't make sense. The second Abaya doesn't make sense. The Ikadamri Abaya doesn't fit.
The Havamini
even fits according to that's much question according to Chiddush Beis Yehuda, and that's etc. What Abaya wants to say, but now Abaya wants to say the opposite. Abaya wants to say only wheat stalks. Rebbe says right. Take them one by one. Yechayev, but legumes everybody agrees you're not chayev. So why does the price say over here? You bring in a bundle of legumes. You have to take them through Mr. Maisa. Gemara says, loy. We're not talking about truma, tevel, loy. Tevel, tavel, shall trumas meiser. We're talking about tevel of trumas meiser. What is that, trumas meiser? Anybody know what trumas meiser is? Mr. Hershkowitz, he's at the coin. What's trumas meiser? So trumas meiser is like this.
The trumas sheni?
No, right. We came to the shiur. Remember last year we spoke about it? Trumas meiser is that you're supposed to give from your food, you're supposed to give 10%, you're supposed to give a drop to the Kayin, Truma, 10% to the Levi, Maiserishin. Now the Levi, from his 10%, Maiserishin, is supposed to give of that, Truma's Maiser. Maiser mina Maiser, supposed to give to the Kayin, 10% of that, which is Truma's Maiser. So now what happened was, this bundle of fenugreek is not high Truma's Maiser. Because Abaye says now that only wheat, one by one, is considered chayef shumas meiser. But a bundle of legumes, until you smooth it out, you're not chayef. And the lady went ahead and says, that's going to be mine. I'm taking 10% now for myself as meiser. So I told him, okay, lady, Mr. Lady, fantastic. You give 10% of yourself for meiser, fantastic. But then you got to give the kain also. You got to give your shumas meiser from this fenugreek. Even though the fenugreek, you're not mechuyev to give truma or meiser or anything, but the lady went ahead and took it. He took meiser from himself from this fenugreek. So now it's already in the realm of meiseris, then he has to give truma's meiser. So that's what the Bryce is talking about. This lady that has this meiser and he brings it in as a bundle, that you have to give truma's meiser to the kohen. So Mora says, loy. Tevel tuv tavel shall trumas meiser. We're talking about the tevel of trumas meiser. Kidei Rabbo Amar Rav Shimon Lakish. Amar Rav Amar Rav Shimon Lakish. Rabbo said name of Shimon Lakish. Meiser rishon. You have meiser rishon. Sheikdimu bashibolim. That you went ahead and you took them in their stalks. Right, the lady went ahead and took the meiser rishon in their stalks. Shmoi, its name, the fact that it became meiser rishon, toiv loy litrumas meiser. So made a tevel for Trumas Mice as well. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, in other words, the lady took this but it took 10 bundles of fenugreek. Right. So even though technically, according to Abaya, the second Abaya, everybody agrees, Yenachai of a bundle is not considered miruach, it's not considered the finished product, and you don't have to give Trumas Meiser. But the lady went ahead and took it, said, you know what, that's going to be mine, give it to me already now as Meiser. So now he has this,
so once it's in the Truma,
it's already Meiserishin, it's Meiserishin. So now he has to give a whole stalk, 10%, to the Kohen. So
Gemara says, how does he know how much to take? Because it only becomes Meiser when you know, you have to calculate once you crush it up.
I know, but he took, he took 10 stalks, 10 bundles. He estimated it took 10 bundles. So the Gemara's question is, well, wait a second. So why Kaitesh Lomeli? So why do you have to crush it now to give Trumas Meiser? If the Levi only took, in other words, what made it Meiser? It wasn't really Meiser. Made it Meiser, the Levi went and said, okay, I'm taking this as Meiserishin. So he took the 10 bundles as Meiserishin. So what made it Meiserishin is the fact the Levi took 10 bundles. So why can't the Levi give 10% of that, one whole bundle, to the Kohen, as Trumas Meiser? What made it Meiser is what he took. He didn't take the seeds, he took the bundle. Right. So take one out of 10 bundles and give that to the Kohen. Kritesh Lomeli. So why do you have to crush it?
Right, if
it's real Trumas Meiser, if it's real Truma, you got to crush it to figure it out. I got it. Right. But the whole Truma is only because the lady made it into Meiser. By taking a bundle, that made it into a Chetze of Truma and Trumas Meiser. So then whatever he took, he should be able to give 10% of that. Because more than that is not called Meiser. So Kaitesh Lomeli, so why did you crush it?
It was good enough for him, why is not good for
the Kohen? Le Malay, if he took it at what made it into Chayv Truma, is his bundle that he took, so it should be more than that. Le Malay, let him tell him, Kecha di Yaveli, just like he gave it to me and I took that bundle, Hochi Yehiv Yaloch, I'm giving to you the same way. I'm giving you 10% of that, Truma's Meiser. Amarav, Rav says, Masa. You know why? As a knas, as a punishment. You went ahead and took Meiser before your time. You make sure you give the Kohen what he deserves. So Gemara says, Taina Anochu le Debreiser, Ben Levi, a son of a Levi, Shenotzu lo Shibolim b'mas Reisof. They gave him stalks as Meiser, right? Not as a finished product, but stalks. Oisa Oisem Goyron. He's got to make them into kernels and then give them to the Kohen. Anovim, they gave him grapes. Oisa oisim yain. He's got to make them into wine and give them to the Kohen. Zesim, olives. Oisa oisim shemen. Got to make them into oil. Umafresh aleim trumas meiser. You have to give what thing? You have to give trumas meiser. Look at Rashi. Knasa al shehigdim, because he went ahead. V'goram laharim, and he tried a trick. Labal divetera shamishna. Shamashana say the Meisers, because he changed around the order of Meiser. Don't move it around the order. Don't do Meiser before Truma. You did it wrong, and therefore give you punishment. You got to give it finished product. And therefore, even if you get grapes, you got to give wine to the Kohen. Why? Because you had no right taking it as an unfinished product, and therefore you had no right taking it not as an unfinished product. You had no right taking it before it was Chayev. You took it as Meiser, then you have to give Trumas Meiser. The Levi is punished. He has to give it a finished product.
So what's the knas?
Knas to give it as a finished product.
What's the penalty?
We're just finishing until the 2 days, Mr. Eshkut. So tomorrow you'll have to catch up. Okay. It's another 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to go? Okay. Okay. Driving duty. Okay, fine. You give it to the Kohen. Why? Kishem shetum gdeilo eina niteles. Just like Truma Gedoyla is only taken from the barn and from the Goyrin, from the Yekev, from the wheat and from the wine, Kach Trumas Meiser, Ein Niteles Min Goyrin Min Yekev. You have to give it in a finished product. Goyrin, wheat, Yekev, wine, and if you have to give it for the thing, the full amount. Only after it's fully processed. So Gemara says, Mechashev, how can you figure it out? Hamadida boy, got to give it exactly. When you have to give it Trumas Meiser, you got to give it exactly. So how can you figure it out? Moses Amani Rabbi Elazar Ben Gimelhi. It follows the laws Ben Gimel Tanya. In other words, the question like this: Truma. Before we spoke about Truma, so then you can figure it out. Why? Because Truma Minatera is even a drop is enough. So Chachamim say you have to give 1/50th, but Minatera is a drop enough. So therefore, you want to estimate how much Truma to give, so you can say, okay, I know Be'erach how much kernels came out. You know, I'll give it X amount. That's fine. But now we're talking about Trumas Meiser. So Trumas Meiser is exactly 10% of what the lady took. So Gemara says, Mechashev, if you're learning me, you're talking about Trumas Meiser over here, so then why you're estimating it? Hamadida boy, it needs exact amount. You got to give exactly 10%. So Gemara says, Mani Abba Loz Ben Gimali, follows the Loz Ben Gimali, Tanya, we're looking at Meiser, Abba, Tanya, Abba Loz Ben Gimali, Abba Loz Ben Gimali says, V'nechshav L'chem Trumas Chem, that it should be considered you your true most. B'shtei trumas akos medaber. Torah is talking about two trumas. Achas truma gdeila, v'achas truma meiser. Both the truma gdeila, the one that's given first, or the truma meiser is given by the lady, are equal to each other. K'shem, just like truma gdeila, tells ba'imid machshava, just like truma gdeila, the regular truma is given as an estimate, and even by thought. Why? Because min haTorah even a drop is enough. Kach trumas meiser, so trumas meiser, niteles ba'imid u'v'machshava. Trumas meiser, which the lady gives to the kohen, can also be given ba'imid, estimation, and machshava, and via thought. You don't have to actually be machshavit. You can say what's in the corner is considered truma. In other words, trumas meiser is the same as truma gedola that is given as an estimate. So even though over here the lady is giving trumas meiser, he's only giving 10% from 10%, but nevertheless, it works. It works. Truma gedola is regular truma.
Regular
truma can give him machshava, so ba'imet estimate. So to truma's meiser, even though it's exactly 10%, it can also be given ba'imet as an estimate. Gufa Ravvah Amar Reb Shimon Lakish Meiser Rishon Shigdima B'Shibalim. We learned just this, that Meiser Rishon, that you went ahead in its talks, you talk of Meiser Rishon Shmoi, its name that it became Meiser Rishon Toydulay L'Trumas Meiser, made a tevel for Trumas Meiser. That means that now you have to give Trumas Meiser to the Kohen, even though technically it's still in its talk stage, doesn't make a difference. You still have to, it's already called Truma Gedol, you have to give Trumas Meiser. Why? The fact that you took a Meiser Rishon, it named that it became Meiser Rishon, made a tevel for Trumas Meiser. My time, moreover, Hovi Yotzel Hashem Meiser. Since the name of Meiser went on this, because he took it as Meiser, so therefore we have to give Trumas Meiser. Here onwards forward as well.